Today is the 26th day of March. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is beautiful to be here with you today. Grateful, with a deep gratitude, I come in to the warmth of this campfire today. Grateful that we have a place to be and that we can be in it. And I hope and trust that you feel the same. Glad that we can be here for the next step forward. We're moving through the last book of the Torah right now, the book of Deuteronomy. The last discussions of the prophet Moses, the leader of the children of Israel. Moses, their great leader. As he says the last things he needs to say, because it's a new generation now, which is going to require a new leader. And Moses isn't going to be that. And so he is saying what he needs to say before he, before he becomes part of their history. Today, Deuteronomy chapters 5 and 6. Moses summoned all Israel and said, "Hear, Israel, the decrees and laws I declare in your hearing today. Learn them and be sure to follow them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us at Horeb. It was not with our ancestors that the Lord made this covenant, but with us, with all of us who are alive here today. The Lord spoke to you face to face out of the fire on the mountain. At that time I stood between the Lord and you to declare to you the word of the Lord, because you were afraid of the fire and did not go up the mountain. And he said, 'I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents, to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son nor daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your ox, your donkey, or any of your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns, so that your male and female servants may rest as you do. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not set your desire on your neighbor's house or land, his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. These are the commandments the Lord proclaimed in a loud voice to your whole assembly there on the mountain from out of the fire, the cloud and the deep darkness. And he added nothing more. Then he wrote them on 2 stone tablets and gave them to me. When you heard the voice out of the darkness, while the mountain was ablaze with fire, all the leaders of your tribes and your elders came to me, and you said, 'The Lord our God has shown us his glory and his majesty, and we have heard his voice from the fire. Today we have seen that a person can live, even if God speaks with them.' But now, why should we die? This great fire will consume us, and we will die if we hear the voice of the Lord our God any longer. For what mortal has ever heard the voice of the living God speaking out of fire as we have and survived? Go near and listen to all that the Lord our God says. Then tell us whatever the Lord our God tells you. We will listen and obey. The Lord heard you when you spoke to me, and the Lord said to me, I have heard what this people said to you. Everything they said is good. Oh, that their hearts would be inclined to fear me and keep all my commands always, so that it might go well with them and their children forever. Go tell them to return to their tents, but you stay here with me, so that I may give you all the commands, decrees, and laws you are to teach them to follow in the land I am giving them to possess. So be careful to do what the Lord your God has commanded you. Do not turn aside to the right or to the left. Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live, by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, Israel, and be careful to obey so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. When the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, a land with large, flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. Then when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Fear the Lord your God. Serve him only, and take your oaths in his name. Do not follow other gods, the gods of the peoples around you. For the Lord your God who is among you is a jealous God, and his anger will burn against you, and he will destroy you from the face of the land. Do not put the Lord your God to the test, as you did at Massah. Be sure to keep the commands of the Lord your God and the stipulations and decrees he has given you. Do what is right and good in the Lord's sight so that it may go well with you, and you may go in and take over the good land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors, thrusting out all your enemies before you, as the Lord said. In the future, when your son asks you, what is the meaning of the stipulations, decrees, and laws the Lord our God has commanded you, tell him, we were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Before our eyes, the Lord sent signs and wonders, great and terrible, on Egypt and Pharaoh and his whole household. But he brought us out from there to bring us in and give us the land he promised on oath to our ancestors. The Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees and to fear the Lord our God, so that we might always prosper and be kept alive, as is the case today. And if we are careful to obey all this law before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us, That will be our righteousness. Luke 7, 11 through 35. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the bier they were carrying him on, and the bearers stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with awe and praised God. "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to help his people." This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. John's disciples told him about all these things. Calling two of them, he sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come? Or should we expect someone else?" When the men came to Jesus, they said, "John the Baptist sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the one who is to come? Or should we expect someone else?'" At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. So he replied to the messengers, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." After John's messengers left, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear expensive clothes and indulge in luxury are in palaces. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' I tell you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." All the people, even the tax collectors, when they heard Jesus' words, acknowledged that God's way was right, because they had been baptized by John. But the Pharisees and the experts in the law rejected God's purpose for themselves, because they had not been baptized by John. Jesus went on to say, "To what then can I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling out to each other. 'We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not cry.' For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you say, 'Here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is proved right by all her children." Psalm 68, 19 through 35. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. Surely God will crush the heads of his enemies, the hairy crowns of those who go on in their sins. The Lord says, I will bring them from Bashan. I will bring them from the depths of the sea, that your feet may wade in the blood of your foes, while the tongues of your dogs have their share. Your procession, God, has come into view. The procession of my God and King into the sanctuary. In front are the singers, after them the musicians. With them are the young women playing the timbrels. Praise God in the great congregation. Praise the Lord in the assembly of Israel. There is the little tribe of Benjamin leading them. There the great throng of Judah's princes, and there the princes of Zebulun and of Naphtali. Summon your power, God. Show us your strength, our God, as you have done before. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring you gifts. Rebuke the beast among the reeds, the herd of bulls among the calves of the nations. Humbled may the beast bring bars of silver. Scatter the nations who delight in war. Envoys will come from Egypt. Cush will submit herself to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Sing praise to the Lord, to him who rides across the highest heavens, the ancient heavens, who thunders with mighty voice. Proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the heavens. You, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God. Proverbs 11, 29 through 31. Whoever brings ruin on their family will inherit only wind, and the fool will be the servant to the wise. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and the one who is wise saves lives. If the righteous receive their due on earth, how much more the ungodly and the sinner? Okay, so in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses is like practically begging, pleading clearly with the children of Israel, begging them to remember what he is saying. And it was for good reason. The truth he was communicating was their only hope for survival. I mean, we will watch that be the truth. He's telling them the only path toward the life they had been wanting so long to enjoy. Listen closely, Israel, he says. Be careful to obey, he says. Then all will go well with you, and you will have many children in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Moses then recites the Ten Commandments. These commandments that have endured and lived upon this planet among the human species, affecting us all the way until this very day. These fundamental decrees that shape a godly life and are absolutely mandatory to spend time with, considering, and meditating on. This is what Moses begged of the people. It's no less important for we, the people, today. And then Moses summarizes his message with words that are fervent in urgency. Listen, Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one, the Lord alone. And you must love the Lord your God. You must love him with all your heart. You must love him with all your soul and all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. You gotta repeat them again over and over and over to your children. Talk about them when you're at home. Talk about them when you're on the road. When you're going to bed, when you're getting up. Tie them to your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Many devout practicing Jews do all of those things up until this very day. Essentially, though, Moses is telling us that our relationship with God is something that takes shape by our love, by our commitment, by our devotion, by our faithfulness, by our understanding that we are in a covenant, and constant awareness of this reality. God's commands must touch every corner and crevice of our lives. Like there are, Jill and I, we constantly have these kind of conversations between what she's reading in chronological and what we're reading here. And this covenantal language is so deeply important. A covenant touches every corner and crevice of our lives. So like if you're married and you took your vows, that covers every corner and crevice of your life. You have given yourself, you have committed yourself to your spouse so that they have someone in this world that they can fully trust. When every corner and crevice is not a part, like it's not given, then there is duality, and those hidden places are where the poison grows. And so Moses is pleading with the people, there can be no caveats, there can be no hidden closets here. The people have to constantly be aware of this, vigilantly being aware that they must be faithful to the commitment that they have made. They have to be present to it. And so they're to remind each other of it constantly. The commandments of the Lord are the primary thread that sews the fabric of our lives together in the way we think, the way we see, the way we speak, the way we take action, the way we understand things. The passion that Moses is bringing in Deuteronomy was for a specific people at a specific time who lived under specific circumstances, for sure. But his urgency is for a reason he knew. And man, this is like so relevant. He knew that when the people were no longer living in the crushing of the wilderness, when things got loose and easy, when they didn't have to depend daily because they had been provided for, they would be provided with every opportunity to disobey and walk away and be unfaithful and forget. And as we will see as we continue through the scripture, they will. It's important for us to hear the determination in Moses' words because we face the same kinds of challenges. The path that leads to life is laid out. It's laid out clearly. The choice is ours to make. But if we forget who we are and how our lives are actually sustained, we will most certainly wander. betray. And that is heartbreaking on any level, on human levels that we can understand, but on levels that also go all the way to the heart of God, because they are laid out in Scripture. It's not about control. It's about accountability. It's not about creating a cage. It's about creating boundaries that keep us safe. And so, Holy Spirit, we invite you into the passion of what we're reading in Deuteronomy from Moses. We might hear it, we might apply it, and we might understand that maybe we're not out in the wilderness about to cross over into the Jordan River, but all of these stories have such rich metaphor and thread so distinctly that they become mirrors into our own souls and apply to us very distinctly in our own stories. So come, Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base websites where you find out what's going on around here. The app, that's where you find out what's going on around here. And so get connected, be connected, continue to stay connected. Check out the community section. This is a place to connect on the prayer wall. It's also the place to find different links to connect on the social media platforms that you may participate in. If you're there, we're probably there trying to be light in a dark place and encouragement to the community here. So stay connected there. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Please pray with me for the individual who called in struggling with depression. Father, we come to you today to pray for the individual who called in asking for prayers over their depression. Please wrap your arms of protection around them and make your presence known in a way that they have no doubt that you're with them. Give this person strength to get through whatever battles they are going through that is contributing to this. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Please know that God heard your cry for help. I have been dealing with depression lately and have found getting into the ward very helpful. Please know that we are all praying for you. You are loved and valued. You are a child of the one true King. Don't let the enemy tell you that you don't matter. Rest on the promises of God. If you have to read Psalm 139, it helped me more times lately than I can count. I hope this gives you some encouragement, and please call in, let us know how you're doing.
You may not know that he is there, but reach out to him, hold on to him, listen to him. I have gone through valleys. We all have gone through valleys, and You do feel at times that there's nobody there, nobody hears you, but I want you to know that you're not alone and God hears all things. Your community is here. Whether or not people are calling in specifically, please know your prayer was heard and millions are praying for you throughout the world with the DAB and the DABC. You are loved. You're a child of God's. You are here for a purpose. God put you in this on this earth for a purpose. Please cling to his hand. Jesus is there. When we cannot get through it, he tells us to reach out. He will carry us through it. You will get through this. We love you. Know that you are not alone. You are surrounded by your family and your friends here with the DAB and the DABC. You are loved, but more importantly, Jesus loves you. Jesus cares for you. Jesus is right there with you. Just hold on to him. He will carry you through it. We love you, and we're praying for you. Please call back with an update, and please don't give up. I love you, and I am praying for you daily. Go with God and follow his word. He will lead you through this. Just hang on to Jesus' hand.
What's up, Dad fam? This is Cowboy. I'm just calling in for prayers for my oldest boy. It's, one day we're on the mountaintop and the next day we find ourselves in the valley. And, at the end of it, we just got to be praising God and thankful for all the situations that we find ourselves in. And so I'm doing that. I'm giving God the glory because he's going to take the glory on this battlefield. And it's all going to be for his glory and everything is going to work out for his betterment for us. And I just need prayers because found out last night he's back using again. And I was really hoping that, he wouldn't go back to that. I knew that there was a chance and a possibility, but I also know that, hey, God's going to be with us in this situation no matter what. And, I blame a lot of myself because back when he was growing up, Jesus was savior of my life, but he wasn't Lord of my life. I was Lord of my life. And that looked totally different from how it looks now. And had he been Lord of my life, I could have been the man that he has called us to be then. But God has forgiven me for that. And I don't hold that over me. I forgive myself for that too. And, I understand that these are some of the seeds that I have sown back then to where this is coming up. But God heals all things and God makes all things for his glory. And he can push through and break through all that. I'm still that boy's daddy. And I'm still standing in the gap for my son. And I stand in the gap for all of our children and for every single bit of this. And we just speak Jesus into this situation.
Good morning, Dad family. My name is Criselda, and I'm calling from Greenville, South Carolina. Brian and Jill, I just want to thank you for being a guiding force in my life for these 20 years since Daily Audio Bible has been in existence. It touches me at the end of each message to hear the prayers, to hear the people from all around the world. God bless you both for bringing this community together. And as I sit here listening to the birds chirp, I thank God every day for his grace, his mercy, and for this community. Bless you all and have a great day.
Hey there, fam. It's Carrie, aka Jesus Girl. I have an acquaintance who tragically just lost her 10-year-old nephew, Noah, to suicide this week. And my initial, assumption was that at that age, it was due to being bullied, as is so often the case. But it wasn't that. It was much more nefarious, and it's something that begs a warning to the body. Noah, at 10, was saved and loved Jesus. He just was baptized. His family loved Jesus. He was prayed over. But Noah enjoyed horror flicks. And immediately, a lot of you were like, oh, good grief. You know what? Noah was writing things on his body like, help me. He was writing things on his walls. And when we, even as believers, willfully entertain things of a demonic nature, we give legal license to those demonic forces to enter our presence, to oppress us, to impress on our mind, and at times, possibly to even possess us. If we choose that over Christ, it opens a door into our lives. We have to be careful what we allow into our eye and ear gates. Any ex, witch, Satanist, cult member will tell you they are allowed legal access to us when we willfully choose to be quote unquote entertained by them. Please be careful, family. Pray over your family. Plead the blood. Abstain.
Good morning. My name is Edith from Idaho. I love the Daily Audio Bible, and I really appreciate all of you who pray and who listen. I am calling for my friend, Len Marinello. I just got word today that he has stage 4 cancer in his kidneys, lungs, and spine. It is not operable. His wife, Peggy, said he won't be going home. And this is a pretty big shock to her and to her family. They have 4 sons, I believe. And I just would love to have the covering prayer of all of you, because I know that you know how to get a hold of God. And he is our healer, and he is the one who we look to for these times. So Lynn may not be going home on this earth, but he certainly will be going home in heaven if God takes him. So I just ask for your covering and that you would pray for this family. And God bless you all. Thank you.